Have climate change, gun violence, events in the Middle East made you feel hopeless, wondering if your voice even matters? Author and activist Sam Daly Harris says anyone can affect change. In his 1994 book, Reclaiming Our Democracy, Sam argues that Americans need to become more involved in the decisions that their elected officials make, not only for the country, but for their own mental health. And he provides guidelines for how to do so. The book is out in a new edition today, and Sam Daly Harris joins me. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Sam, Americans are very proud of their democracy. But to many people, it means participating every 4 years when they vote in a presidential election. You say people want to participate more but don't know how to. Why is that?
Well, I think we get the messages often that voting is your job and that's it and you're done. In Reclaiming Our Democracy, I talk about a different kind of advocacy, making a difference also between elections, that I call transformational advocacy. Everybody knows a march or a protest or sign the petition, transaction complete. But with transformational advocacy, you're trained, encouraged, and succeed at doing things as an advocate you never thought you could do, like meeting a member of Congress and bringing them on board.
Yeah. You know, it really is a push to be active, you know, not just once every 4 years. But I can hear people out there saying, there are issues I care about and I sign online petitions or I use a social media hashtag to share information. Why is that not an effective way to win change?
There was a survey by the Congressional Management Foundation. They asked advocacy professionals what their main method of advocacy was. 79% said an online petition. Only 3% of congressional staff said that that made a real difference. So there's a big gap between what most organizations do, consequently what we do, and what congressional staff say makes a difference.
Yeah, and it's an interesting strategy that you're writing about because it really does focus on our elected representatives and pushing them to make the change their constituents want them to make. Tell me a little bit about the strategy of not just signing an online petition, but actually motivating and going to DC and having a meeting with a congressperson, which is what your book really talks about, and why that strategy is a winning one.
Well, let me just say, in a similar Congressional Management Foundation survey, 94% of congressional staff said a face-to-face meeting with constituents makes a difference or a big difference. So it really matters. And you don't have to go to Washington to have that meeting. You can do it back home with their staff and, of course, with the members of Congress themselves. But you don't have to stop there either. I mean, writing letters to the editor, op-eds, that kind of thing. But you need to find an organization that can train you to be effective and do these things well.
You tell some stories in your book of people who have, you know, just regular folks who have gotten trained and gone on. Why is training important? Why can't you just call your elected representative and tell them how you feel?
Well, you can. But you want to cause a change. You want to cause a breakthrough. And if you just wing it, most people, even with a little training, their first meeting with their member of Congress, there's a bit of knee-knocking and fear and, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. So to get over that
part. Well,
there's
a power dynamic, really, isn't there?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But again, if I have a team of four or five or six of us locally and we've practiced together and we've been trained how to get the meeting, how to plan for the meeting, the power dynamic doesn't need to be that great. In other words, we're somewhat the boss. We elected them. So we need to like fess up to our own power and not be cowed by that kind of fear.
Yeah. You know, one of the things too I found really insightful in your book is that you say to move from passively caring about something, say the environment, climate change, these big things that are happening in our lives, to actually taking action, we have to quote, and I'm quoting from you here in your book, be honest about the hopelessness that's in all of us. I found that really struck a chord with me, Sam, because the issues we do care about sometimes seem massive and immutable. How do you move past that sense of hopelessness?
I actually urge people to look for three things in an organization to find out whether they deliver that kind of support, helping you get past the hopelessness. One, they're enrolling people and building community, not just building their e-blast list, but bringing people in and forming them into chapters, and then building community, like with a monthly webinar with guest speakers, Q&A, and inspiration. Number two, training. How do you write a letter to the editor? How do you meet with a member of Congress? And number three, they encourage you to have breakthroughs.
Yeah, community is really at the center of a lot of what you're writing about. There's many empowering stories. How do people themselves benefit from being more involved?
Let me tell you one of the stories. It's a woman with a lived experience of poverty, Maxine Thomas. She joins a group called Circles for People Motivated to Move Out of Poverty. They discover that they have a story to tell. She finds results, goes to the conference with a scholarship, and realizes that the earned income tax credit is about to expire. So she gets really excited because this is a thing that provides low-income working people a break at tax time. And she says, the first congressional meeting on lobby day with Senator Dan Coats brought new ahas. He was there the entire time. It felt like an out-of-body experience. I was processing being in D.C., and now I'm in an exclusive meeting. We're all dressed up. But I was scared and worried whether I'd say the right thing. And then she says this to the senator. I learned last night why I'm here. I didn't know I could come from Indianapolis to talk with you, someone who represents us in Washington. I can't imagine what will happen if the earned income tax credit is taken away. And she talks about it's a breather for her in her taxes. And she ends by saying, I was euphoric. I was on a high. Felt like I was part of something revolutionary. That's a way different feeling than I don't matter and I can't fight City Hall.
Yeah. Why do protests march? I mean, we've had so many successful protest marches. Think back to the civil rights movement, up to the present, you know, Black Lives Matter and other protests that have really drawn attention to things in society that need changing. Is there a difference in that kind of activism to the transformational advocacy that you're talking about?
Well, there is a difference. I wouldn't say, oh, don't do protest marches. That's not the message either. But the question a lot of times I hear people say is, why are we standing outside of Congress? Why didn't we go inside and talk to the decision makers? So, you know, the thing about, let's say, a climate march, we need to do the climate march and we need to keep marching into their office and talk to them and meet with them and see if we can change hearts and minds.
We're in an election year and there's a big push to get people out to vote. Make the case, Sam, of what else people can or should be doing this year, especially when it feels like the stakes are so high.
Voting is critical, working with others to get people to the polls, working to get students registered to vote, all that stuff matters. But between elections matters too, not just November every 2 years. Month in and month out really can make a difference.
Hold the people accountable that you voted for, huh?
Exactly. It's like we hired them and then we leave them there without any supervision whatsoever.
Well, Sam Daly-Harris, I want to thank you for coming on. Sam's book is Reclaiming Our Democracy, Every Citizen's Guide to Transformational Advocacy. Its new edition is out today. Sam, thank you so much.
My pleasure.